political donors, or investors, as they referred to themselves, whose checkbooks would be sorely needed for the project at hand. The group had been summoned that weekend not by the leader of a recognized opposition party, but rather by a private citizen, Charles Koch. In his 70s, he was white-haired but youthfully fit and very much in charge of Koch Industries, a conglomerate headquartered in Wichita, Kansas. The company had grown spectacularly since its founder, Charles's father Fred, had died in 1967, and he and his brother David took charge, buying out their two other brothers. Charles and David, often referred to as the Koch brothers, owned virtually all of what had become, under their leadership, the second largest private company in America. They owned 4,000 miles of pipelines, oil refineries in Alaska, Texas, and Minnesota, the Georgia Pacific Lumber and Paper Company, coal and chemicals, and they were huge traders in commodity futures, among other businesses. The company's consistent profitability had made the two brothers the sixth and seventh wealthiest men in the world. Each was worth an estimated $14 billion in 2009. Charles, the elder brother, was a man of unusual drive, accustomed to getting his way. What he wanted that weekend was to